Under the bill, anyone over the age of 21 who successfully undergoes a background check and firearm training could get a concealed weapons permit for $113. Those with felonies, mental or drug problems wouldn't be able to. Even with the permit, guns couldn't be taken into certain public areas, including athletic events, taverns, and schools. The sponsor of the bill, Scott Gunderson, counters arguments that there will be more shootings if people are allowed to carry hidden weapons.
Just doesn't happen. I mean, I think we have to remember, these are law-abiding citizens. These are the good people. The criminal element is not going to go and get a permit.
Lorraine Cerati represents an area in northeast Wisconsin near the Michigan border. She says her constituents want to be able to carry a gun for personal protection.
This is not just a problem in Milwaukee. This is a problem that is occurring all throughout the state, and in particular, sometimes in rural areas, people find themselves the most vulnerable.
Participating sheriff's departments would issue the concealed carry permits. The Public Affairs Council for the Wisconsin Sheriffs and Deputies Association says some departments may decide not to do so if the bill passes. Jeff Wiswell says issuing permits can be costly and take up time. There's also the issue of what the people want. He says while there's an increasing minority who want to carry concealed weapons, their group's public opinion surveys have shown the majority don't.
There's still, I think, a genuine concern on the part of the public about where this is going. I think sheriffs share that same concern.
However, the sheriff's organization has not yet taken a position on the bill. It's expected to hit the floor by the fall legislative session. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.